The Iraqi prime minister has defended his decision to send troops to the volatile Anbar province to fight against what he calls the al-Qaeda-affiliated militants. Nuri al-Maliki stressed that the fight against terrorism would continue in the western province, and the army is committed to hunting down the militants and armed groups. His statements came after security forces dismantled an anti-government protest site in the city of Ramadi on Monday. The government said the site had become a breeding ground for pro-al-Qaeda militants. Maliki added that the crisis has threatened Iraq's national security. He accused some political groups of fanning the flames of sectarianism in the province. Anbar province has been gripped by deadly violence after Iraqi police and army forces dismantled an anti-government protest camp in Ramadi. Joining us on the phone is Sabah Jawad. He's the director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation. Sabah Jawad, if we want to take a look at what the Prime Minister Nuri al-Maliki has done, he's trying to fight terrorism, basically, by going into these protest camps. But what's more alarming is the fact that you have some MPs who have resigned, and he has said that perhaps some of these MPs are fanning the flames of sectarianism. How do you see this situation?
Well, I mean, the operation in Anbar, actually, it was for the purpose of demolishing the protest camp. Al-Maliki was successful in that, but his announcement in the past few hours that the Iraqi army will withdraw from Ramadi and Fallujah is a worrying sign. That's mean, actually, the Al-Qaeda is back in Ramadi and in Fallujah as well. And according to some videos being shown on some websites, actually, the Al-Qaeda is parading in Ramadi and in Fallujah as well in their armored cars and you know, big processions. So that means seems that al-Maliki actually bowed to pressure to withdraw the army from fighting, you know, al-Qaeda in Iraq. And this is, you know, a dangerous situation. I think there is no unity in Iraq to fight terrorism. There are political forces which is opposed to al-Maliki, and they're competing with him to gain political grounds. Are part and parcel of the alliances with Saudi Arabia and with Qatar and Turkey, and they act according to the wishes of these countries, and therefore it is not possible to achieve a united front against terrorism, which put al-Maliki in very awkward positions, and al-Maliki already suffering from a corrupt government and from the different political positions and groups fighting for political concessions. So it's very, very dire situation now in Iraq, and terrorism is spreading not only in Iraq, but there in Syria and Lebanon, and even reaching Russia, which indicates actually there is one particular hand playing the terrorist card, because they are losing in Syria. And that's namely Saudi Arabia. There must be an international stand against Saudi Arabia, against Bandar bin Sultan. It's about time, actually, that they should classify Saudi Arabia as a state which sponsors and sponsors terrorism in the area. So, and it's bound to spread all over the Middle East.
So what is there to do for the Prime Minister Nuri al-Maliki in order to stand up to, as you analyzed, Saudi Arabia, for example, being the one that is perhaps spreading this, not only in Iraq, as you mentioned, in other countries, and I think, if I understood you correctly, as a consequence of them losing their fight against Assad and his forces?
You see, I don't understand, actually, why some countries like Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Russia, for example, don't take the Saudis to the international community and complain about the Saudi conduct within on the international level as well. I mean, they should classify Saudi Arabia as a sponsor of terrorism, and they should be subjected to punitive actions because of their positions regarding Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. I mean, we see the whole area exploding by terrorist atrocities and thousands of people getting killed almost on a daily basis as well. In Iraq alone, there is a figure saying that this year alone, the last year now, 12,000 Iraqis got killed by a terrorist atrocity. The same situation in Syria, spreading to Lebanon, and even reaching Russia as well. Pakistan, Yemen, and all these terrorist atrocities are one way or another linked to the Saudi finance and support and so-called sending mujahideen to these countries as well. I mean, Saudi Arabia has gone mad, has absolutely gone mad, and need to be stopped by concerted international action. And nobody seems to be doing anything about it as yet.
Very well. Exactly. That's the key word, as yet. Thank you very much for that. Sabah Jawad, Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation.